It's Friday again.
This is the token with Karen.
And Alan.
Pwede na yun.
Sige. As you may all know, yung last na recorded podcast natin is like months ago pa.
Last year pa yun. Ay, hindi ba?
No, meron tayo ngayon. Like,
Meron
ewan,
tayo.
nung February. Yung ano, harutan natin about sa crushes nung February.
Ah, hindi ba?
We need an update about the crushes, to be honest.
No. Iba.
Pero ngayon, ang topic natin today is about the school year 2022 and 2023, which is super controversial.
Right. Super problematic.
No, we're not sharing any of the tea.
Yeah.
We're just saying, like, we're just overviewing what's 2022 and 2023.
Actually, I'm super glad na nalagpasan ko 'yun. Finally.
Nalagpasan, but like, hindi talaga siya na, ano,
Hindi ka nakawala doon. Sila pa rin
parang
ang
nakastay na
consequence.
siya sa utak at heart mo.
Traumatized.
Hindi, pero kasi since yun yung first year of F2F after several years of, I mean, we've talked about it naman na, di ba? How different online class is from F2F.
Yeah, saka
So,
gamitin.
you don't really expect na kung ano yung nangyari dati sa experience mo sa F2F
Grabe.
will be the
Ganun talaga.
same. Like,
Kami magbabago kami kasi pumamagal ako ngayon.
yeah, we need to talk about how panghapon kayo nung grade 9 kayo. It's so not giving.
It was actually more convenient for me kasi ang dami mo pwedeng gawin kapag panghapon ka. Pag pang-umaga ka, you have
I mean,
limited.
pang-umaga kami, pero like, uwi namin hapon din naman eh.
Pero kami,
It's basically like whole day.
tanghali kami ngayon.
You guys are like half day learning only.
Pero
It's,
kami
you guys
ngayon.
are being left behind.
No, actually, we're going more beyond. Actually, kami, para kasi ngayon, dati pwede kami practice pag umaga, pwede kami practice after class.
Yeah.
Ngayon, bawal na pang umaga.
Having all day classes.
Suck?
No.
Fun?
Yes.
Hindi ko kaya yun. So, like, hello?
I don't know, it's just kasi kapag wala ka sa bahay mo, you feel so independent. Like, I'm at school, I'm alone, I'm bringing myself alone.
Independent ba bang nasa school? Kasi pag nasa school ako, alam mo yun. Parang feeling ko, another personality ka nandun eh.
But like, you're not, ano, inside your house.
Kaya pag nasa bahay ako, malungkot
I'd rather be at school many, many hours kaysa sa house.
me.
Kasi parang sa school, although, you know, nakakapagod mag-aral, ang daming pa rin magagawa. With your, ano, friends, if you have friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love socializing.
Exactly. Speaking of that, this last school year has been very life-changing. Life-changing for me. I mean, as in, like, kung may mahahanap pa akong ibang, ano, word to explain it further, mas, ayun talaga, pinaka-accurate na word na yun for me. Kasi, like, ito yung F2F na ang dami ko talagang in-expect. First F2F, after online classes. So, gusto ko ma-experience lahat ng F2F moments na hindi ko naranasan na dapat naranasan ko nung online classes nung pandemic, di ba?
Tama.
Especially being with your friends. We need to talk about how iba ka ng school, iba ako ng school, and
No.
we build a new friend group na
Not with
convenient sa atin,
us.
especially na nasa school tayo na yon, di
Oo.
ba?
Feeling ko, kasi kailangan mo ng friends kapag nasa
Yeah.
school ka. Alam mo yun, parang
You don't need to stick to one person only, especially when you need to adapt to a new environment.
yeah, pero we're not totally forgetting each other naman.
Yeah, it's just like
More
adding, yeah.
friends. Like, you need those
More
friends
and
for
more and more.
copyright this. Anyway, yun nga. Ako ng pang-coordinate. Anyway, yun nga. Tama naman siya. Kasi, di mo kailangan mag-stick sa isang friend when you technically need more friends when you're surviving in that school. Unlike, gusto mo ba maging lonely ka, pero nasa gedli ka lang, ano
Yeah,
ba?
but like you don't need to force it though. Just
Yeah.
have to let it come. Or maybe you
Yeah.
need to force it sometimes. Kasi like don't, I mean, ano ba main character ka? Like silang kahabol sa akin and all.
Go with the flow. Kasi ako
No!
iniipitin
Oh my God, this girl.
eh. Okay, one way friend.
You're so inconsiderate to people who have social anxiety or like
Okay.
something.
Not inconsiderate. I'm just telling that people come to me.
Okay, whatever. But yun nga,
Anyway.
sometimes you need to do the first move or something and stop being the main character for a while. Kasi having a circle of friends sa school, inside the school, iba talaga siya sa having a friends outside the school.
Oh, you're
Especially
motivated.
na, yun nga, gaya ng sa akin, full day kami, tapos kayo, buong hapon, kasama mo sila, di ba?
Oo. Hindi tayo nagkikita.
Namo, ngayon, mag-FO na kami.
Hanggang podcast na lang kami.
Last
Mag-work
episode
online.
na to.
Mag-work online na to next week eh. Mini episode na lang. Hindi ko na naman topic.
Having a circle of friends na whether it's big or small needs to be thought enough. All people na kasama doon should be really close to you. I mean, hindi naman siya paramihan ng kaibigan, di ba? Like, you know what I'm saying,
Yeah.
girl. And of course, since we're high school, we don't really expect na pag may na-meet tayo na siya, sila na agad yung super close friends natin, di ba? Like, naranasan niyo ba yung like, you have someone na naka-close mo just this high school, but you is not really the priority or like you're not the top one friend, which is kind of sad, pero you have to realize na you don't always have to be the person na super close sa isang tao na to. Sa lahat ng close mo, dapat ikaw yung laging top one naka-close nila, ganun. And when, in fact, to yourself, meron ka naman ibang kaibigan, di ba? So, why would you, ano yun?
Saka kung ano naman. Siyempre, may mga times talaga na feeling mo parang, eh, bakit para mas close sila? Bakit para mas nag-uusap sila? Pero kasi, sometimes, baka meron silang reasons na kung they relate too much on the topic or they connect too much. Pwede kaya
Exactly.
just click ganon. So, you don't really have to find that friend. Kasi, not all the time naman na nandiyan sila. You can have other friends naman
Tsaka
na
meron ka namang conversation na nakaklik talaga kayo, di ba? There are just really specific topics na sila lang nakaka-relate and
yun,
gano'n.
laging
Which
pareho
is yun
kayo
nga yung
nag-relate.
nagkakos ng pagsiselos kasi like, nakaka-relate sila, they have their inside jokes and kayo, hindi ka makarelate doon or something. Wow. But you have to realize that it's their own circle and
Tama.
you have your own bond with that person.
Yes.
And that person have another bond to another person. They have many bonds with other
Each
people, di
other.
ba?
Oh. Pero kung kilala mo naman talaga yung kaibigan mo, di ba?
Exactly. You will know that they will always come back to you.
Yeah, if you
Like
know
me, oh, I always come back to you.
you
Oh, let's end
know.
this. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
You don't always have to expect that your friends will last. Like, sometimes there are friendships talaga na short term. You will always remember that short time na magkasama kayo and they serve their purpose as your friend and you serve your purpose as their friend that time. Kasi as the time goes by, we're going to grow and realize that we have so much more to feel in ourselves and that we need to find pieces of ourselves that we can find by exploring more people, more environment, and such.
Tama.
Totoo rin yung mga yung mga TikTok skits sa
Ang
sa
TikTok.
TikTok. Yung TikTok skits sa TikTok.
Ang skits.
Like yung about sa school and your best friend and all, yung lagi kami kasama sa canteen and sharing teas, mga chika, chismis and all. That, you don't always have to talk about the deepest things, just by being there beside them and feeling your presence beside them will already make a bond, as a friend to
Oo.
someone.
Pero ako, may iba-iba kasi akong circle of friends eh. May kunyari, meron kang circle of friends na para sa tawanan, para sa pagpunta sa canteen. Tapos meron kang circle of friends na pang-relate sa mga parang natakat, ano talaga kayo, yung nagkaka-relate ang kayo sa isa't isa. Then may circle of friends ka na para dyan sa comfort mo. Ano ba yun, parang ang weird, pero ang galing kasi not everyone can provide those things at once.
Oo, like you don't have to expect one person to provide everything that you need in a friend.
Yeah, and ito yun.
Okay, pero wait, however, don't.
You don't need to find something dun sa isang tao, dun sa isa pang tao, kasi they're both two different people eh.
Yeah, kapag ganun ba, like, don't you think dun nabibuild yung jealousy? Because like, oh, I'm only a friend when it's this time, when it's canteen time, when it's fun time, but when I'm sad, I cannot rely on you like that.
I don't think, ano, it's within the friends na talaga. Sa kanila na yun. Kasi, kung di nila kaya mag-open up sa'yo, then, you should respect that. Kasi baka hindi pa siya comfortable sa'yo. Or di kaya, they know for a reason na you're that kind of person na who cannot really relate to that topic. Or you cannot really express someone's needs
Or
on that
maybe
time.
the replies that that person expecting is hindi na makukuha sa iyo ganun.
Yeah, parang hindi same energy, kumbaga. Parang, managihintay ka ng reply ng kukomfort ka, iibahin yung
And
topic.
you don't have to think na nagkukulang ka as a friend by that.
Yeah.
Kasi like, you provide your ano your own capacity to your friend. You have your ano own ability
Yeah,
to
you have your, just be you. Do not try to be other people just to satisfy other people's wants.
Pag ba ano nag-aano ka, nakikinig ka sa klase, like active class, nag-notes ka ba or like nakikinig ka lang?
Nag-notes ako kasi hindi ako yung ano, for me ah, ako yung tipo ng tao na pag narinig dito sa kabila, lalabas ako kabila. So, hindi ko siya maalala kung hindi
Grabe
ko
ah.
susulat.
Wait, pero like ano, I mean, paano magsusulat? Like word per word?
Kung ano yung narinig mo na, kunyari, sinabi, okay, ang science, ayang, ito yung Newton's, ganito. So, you need to find the keywords. Kunyari, keywords. Let's connect the words. Bakit ganito? Bakit ganito? You just need to find the topic and the subject. Ano
Ayun, yun nga yung parang misconception to people that you, when taking notes, active notes, like kapag nagtuturo pa, na-expect na siguro nila na parang ano, nakakasulat talaga yung isang tao ng notes na as in lahat. Yun yung nire-review niyang notes, yun na yung aalala niyang notes and all. But for me, kapag nagtuturo, tapos nag-notes ka, yung notes na makukuha mo dun is like a review lang.
parang glimpse lang.
Yeah, parang para lang tumatak yung topic sa utak mo and not really the notes that you will review for as for ano, quizzes, for tests.
Kaya yun naman yung lahat ng kailangan mo mag-rely dun sa binigay ng teacher mo na notes na binigkas lang naman niya through mouth. Kailangan mo pa rin mag-research sometimes. Kailangan mo magbasa kung ano talaga yung topic. Kasi hindi naman lahat ng exact na sinabi ng teacher mo, yun yung exact na lalabas sa test.
Kasi ako sometimes, nakikinig lang ako, like, sinasabi sa akin ng mga teacher na parang, stop taking notes, makinig na lang kayo. Like, pag nakikinig ka kasi, parang maalala mo na mamaya yan. Kapag nagna-notes ka, parang you're just being there and taking notes and not really absorbing the topic. But like, I don't know, yun ang ginagawa ko. So, pag-uwi ko sa bahay, I'm like, send PowerPoint, girl! And like, when I send the PowerPoint, so I was, so ang chat ko ngayon, yung nag-take notes, di ba?
Kasi kailangan mo mag-take notes. Kasi imagine no, walang nagsend ng PowerPoint, wala pala nag-notes. Tapos lahat yan, nakikinig ka sa kalimutan yung lahat. Ano yun? Paano magagawa yan? At least kapag nag-notes ka, may onti ka nakalagay doon, may idea kung ano yung nangyari. And at the same time, naalala mo yung ano sinasabi ng teacher mo while you're writing that notes. Kasi, tawag doon, parang muscle energy. Muscle memory.
I don't know, we're ano, inventing
Creating.
things.
Yeah.
You're learning new things from us, girl. And speaking of writing, I think makakahelp rin yung pag-journal, writing in a journal. Especially when having very tough days sa school, ganun. And you can't really have a moment of silence na mahabang-mahabang oras. Especially na pag-uwi mo, kailangan mong gumawa ng maraming homeworks and all. You can't always pagpaliban that. Kasi nga, may pasok kayo ulit bukas eh. So, imbes na ikim-kim yung emotion na nasa katawan mo and all. You can journal that and release that through words by writing it in a journal. Kasi in that way, mapapanatag yung ano mo, ma-clean yung iniisip mo or yung nasa loob ng utak mo and all. And with that, mas magkakaroon ka ng capacity na magawa yung mga kailangan mong gawin sa school. Kasi girl, kapag whole day ka sa school, tapos uuwi ka, tapos grabo ka sa umaga ang pasok nyo, you can't really have an hour to, para maging emotional and magmukmuk sa gilid because you have your responsibilities and your duties as a student. So, I suggest having a journal kasi yun.
Journals are fun.
Right?
Natry ko siya, pero hindi ko natagal. Kasi,
It's a habit that you need to constantly do para masanay ka na araw-araw siya na sa job.
Yun nga, feeling ko I don't need to trust. I mean, I do not need to force myself to like do things na para makisabay ako sa iba. Kasi na-realize ko yung kung ano lang gawin mo yung nagpapasa sa iyo.
Exactly.
Ikaw ba, do you get happiness from writing journals? Or ano yung mga
I mean,
nakukuha
I
mo?
don't really seek happiness by writing journal. I just write to with my journal. Kapag gusto ko lang manilis yung bad ng ano, bad emotions, bad things inside my small body na I cannot ano, contain everything inside kasi mag-explode ako. And like especially na every after galing ka ng school when you need to do many things and you can't really have a moment para like umiyak and all, you have to write it to a journal na lang para doon mo na lang ilalabas lahat. Kumbaga doon mo siya idadump lahat ng emotions na nag-gather sa loob ng katawan mo para mawala siya sa katawan mo and you will have the capacity to do other works and your responsibility as a student. And also, to add, by having a journal, pwede ka rin maglagay ng ano dun, like goals. Kasi like, marami kang magawa. Journals are very flexible. You can do many things there. You can write there a calendar, mga events, and all that you don't really need to expose yourself to a device or your cell phone, you know. Kasi by that, ayun nga, like having less screen time to your phone, which can benefit you as a student, di ba?
And yung phone kasi, sa totoo lang, big distraction siya. Ako, maglilinis ako ng kwarto, pero I will be distracted agad. So it just, can connect siya dun sa school works. Kasi kunyari, nag-school works ka, then you're easily distracted by tech. Talk, shared post,
What I
then
actually realized, kaya tayo na-addict sa cellphone is because we are moving while using our cellphone. Like, kunyari, from TikTok, the motion of using TikTok is like scrolling up, di ba? And all, liking. And with that, since constantly natin siyang ginagawa, kapag ano, kapag you're doing some things, you always like want to do that specific action ng mga scroll and all. Makita yung mga contents, entertainment, and all, na short-term memory lang naman sa utak mo.
muscle memory.
Sige, natin
Wala, parang, alam mo yun, parang incomplete yung araw mo pag hindi ka nakapag-scroll. You're longing for that
Oh.
motion. Oo.
Okay, let's talk to you. Let's scroll to TikTok.
Ewan, parang, ang saya kasi mag-TikTok. Alam mo yun, papasayaw ka na lang. Parang pwede ka
Okay, so
mag-exercise.
let's change the title of the podcast. Why TikTok is the best social media ever?
Pero I swear to God, alam niyo ba, yung TikTok, nagiging katulad na siya ng ibang social media platforms.
Girl, no. They are copying TikTok.
Are they?
Yeah, because they know that TikTok is like super popular. So like other social medias are like copying.
Sabagay. Pero kasi may stories na rin yung
Oh yeah, maybe
TikTok.
that. But like they don't need to be honest. Just by the ano, original idea of TikTok na scroll of ano, short videos. Popular na sila agad.
Totoo. Some things are not meant for us. This topic is what really taught me hard this school year. Kasi alam mo yun, kung hindi talaga siya para sa'yo, then let it go.
No, I won't.
Ay, wag.
Sometimes you have to keep on fighting for it until you're dying.
If you keep fighting for it, then you will not
Gain anything.
yeah, I mean hindi.
Yeah, like it's like
Hindi.
fighting for nothing.
You're not moving forward if you just stay on one spot. Kapag ba nag-start ka sa, di ba, nagpunta sa starting
Ito.
point. Yan, starting point. Kapag magdaka sa
Oo.
lap 2, 1.
Oo.
Lap 2. Pero hindi ka na lumabas sa lap 2. Kasi nag-stay ka doon kasi nandun yung gusto mo. Yung mga kasabayan mo nasa lap 4 na.
Oh.
Pero ang ibig ko lang naman sabihin is kung hindi talaga para sa iyo, then wag mong pipilit para sa iyo. Kasi may mga maganda pang bagay na for
Awaiting for
you.
you.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities na much more better for you. Maybe this thing is not meant for you because it could harm you at any point. It will not teach you anything or it will not be good for you. Kasi ako, I can relate this sa school and also sa organization na I'm part of it now. Because if it wasn't for that
experience.
experience, I wouldn't have been I wouldn't have met amazing people right now na who have taught me a lot of things already, even for a short time. So I'm very thankful for that. Kasi, alam mo yun, blessing in disguise.
It's like her second episode.
What's
Girl, about failures and everything.
your...
You
Ano?
can
Sandong
listen to that.
compassion.
Please listen to that.
Yun ba yun? Kung
Low-key passion
passion.
and like failures and everything. I think one very important, crucial, important na crucial pa yun, no? Very one important crucial thing that most students miss out is getting good sleep. Shut up, girl. I mean, okay, you're always sleeping. You're panghapon.
No.
Kasi like, I don't know, they always say na parang if you only knew how much we do or how much responsibility we have to do as a student of this specific school,
Yeah.
you will know how why we're not getting enough sleep. But like, I'm not saying you need to get enough sleep. You have to get good sleep. I mean, kahit naman na short sleep lang yan, kahit hindi pa siya umaabot ng 3 hours or something, if that's a good sleep,
Then
then
it's
that will
good.
serve a purpose to you kahit na ganun lang siya ka-short. And I don't even know how to get a good sleep. Maybe,
May iniinom daw para
siguro
pag
don't sleep
natulog
when
daw.
you're tired. Maybe right after magumawa naman namin assignment, pag natulog agad, maybe magpahinga ka muna and rest para pagbiga mo sa kama, pagtulog mo, your body is really ready. Kasi pag pagod ka and like tumiga ka kaagad, maybe, I don't know, it will not, your short sleep will not really be worth it. Ganun.
Magpahinga na tas rest pa. Tapos
No, I
yun,
mean,
pero tama naman kasi not everyone who gets a lot of sleep sleeps peacefully and good. Kasi ako, pag sobra ako ng tulog, nahihilo ko. So alam mo yun,
no,
pwede
you're
pala.
just so irresponsible student.
No. Ngayon nga, iniiba ko na yung time. May body clock ko. Kasi hindi ako sanay sa gising ko ngayon. Kasi kailangan kong gumising ng maaga for the sake of going to school early.
Ew, like break na break tapos ang dami mong agenda and everything.
Pero it does help.
Yuck,
Nagigising na ako ng
boo.
maaga. Nagigising ako ng 6 o'clock. Alam mo, pasok ko na yun. Pasok ko 6, tapos
Ang dami
gising ko
mong
6.
agenda this break.
It's just fun. Alam mo, productive ako.
Okay.
Pagod lang lagi. Ginagastos ko lang yung sarili ko kasi napapagod ako pero nagsasaya ako. Saka,
I mean, at least it's keeping you active this break, di ba?
it's keeping me distracted from a lot of things na would not help me at any cost at all. Pinapalayo niya ako sa mga bad spirit.
Right.
Guys, kanta tayo. Oh,
Okay, now I think that's enough to share about last school
enough.
year's learnings and regrets.
It's
I think
not
it's not
enough.
enough.
It's too much.
No, it's not even too much. I have so much to share, but like maybe I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Well,
And I'm gonna use it to
journal.
cultivate me and my personality.
You're just gaslighting yourself.
Yeah. Okay, now this coming 2023 and 2024 school year calendar. I sound
Sorry.
so much Department of Education.
Secretary Lebron Allen Hibbs.
Maybe we can share some of our goals, or maybe
One.
just one big goal that we're going to hold for the whole school year. I mean, not really school year, because goals are meant to be achieved.
What?
So if you keep on achieving the whole school year, then what's really the point of your school year goal? Like, girl, kahit na third quarter mo pa siya ma-achieve, second quarter, basta ma-achieve mo siya, girl. That's the purpose of goals. What's your goal
Exactly.
this new school year?
I have a lot of goals actually for this school year, pero I should stick with try to be active. Once again, goal ko naman siya every school year na gusto ko maging active at any cost. I mean, at all
Like
scenario
many
ways, like whether it's about sa akads or about sa extracurriculars, sa school, sa bahay, as yourself individual as an individual.
Do you
Ganun.
see that as a responsibility or like something that you just want to do because you're having fun?
Siguro hindi siya responsibility but a motivation for me kasi it will help me do more na parang try to reach the goals na goals talaga ng buhay ko. Like, to be successful in the future. Yun, so,
That
yun ang mga goal ko.
having extracurricular activities will make you look good on papers,
Yeah.
especially like Carnegie Sorrel, first place, or like president of something like that.
Saka medyo cloud chaser kasi. Parang gusto ko kasing
With
kilala.
you having fun or socializing.
Yeah, I love socializing so much. I love talking to other people, knowing them over than
I
ano
mean,
pala.
the whole school knows your name.
Siguro, do they know me? They don't add me.
Comment below. Please add Karen Alia Sorrel on Facebook so she knows that you know her. Thank you.
Yeah, mas kilala ko pa ate nasa school niya.
I guess that's it for our Friday.
Don't forget to follow our social medias at the Token Pod.
And kung may mga violent reactions kayo or reviews, you can leave that at the review section or I don't
Sa
know.
Instagram.
I don't know, just interact to any social media, girl. I mean,
Right.
don't. If that's negative, don't do it.
Stop it. Just keep it to yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, so see you next Friday, Hottie.
Stay conti. Yeah. I'm not ready for the next school year.
I'm super ready.
No.
Stop it. Stop it.